Even before he transitioned from photojournalist to documentary filmmaker, Theo Rigby was interested and actively involved in immigration issues. It was that work that led him to the Mejia family of Novato, who became the subjects of his film Sin País, which is Spanish for without country.
Immigration came to their house looking for someone who didn't live there. And the parents and the oldest son had fled the civil war in Guatemala in the early 90s and were undocumented. And after a huge outpour from the local community in Novato and Marin and a big fight from their lawyer to get Senator Feinstein and Senator Boxer to sign private bills, they essentially lost their case and were deported back to Guatemala after being in the U.S. 17 years.
In that process, the family was split, with two of the three Mejia children staying behind, unsure when or if they will see their parents and baby sister again.
The two youngest children were born here. They're U.S. citizens, 6-year-old and almost 16-year-old now. And the oldest child, he was 1 year old when he came here. So he was undocumented, although he's grown up here his entire life. And he is still fighting his legal case, and the final ruling is about to come down, so his fate is up in the air.
The errant immigration raid happened in 2007. It was 2 years later, as the family was preparing to leave the country, that Rigby met and began filming them.
I met the Mejia family 2 weeks before they were about to be deported, and I was really accepted into their lives very quickly, and I was kind of obviously the last thing on their mind as they're moving 3,000 miles away after living somewhere for 20 years and leaving their two oldest children. So I kind of was immersed in their lives and their family and then quickly became close to them.
Although Sin País features heart-wrenching scenes of the family separating at the airport, their story doesn't end there. While the two oldest children remain in California, with Big Brother Gilbert's legal status still to be determined, Rigby and his camera followed the other three Mejias back to Guatemala to offer a fuller account of their experience.
They grew up in the U.S. and they have a house and bills to pay and kids in school and rent, and yet they were deported back to Guatemala, a very poor country with a bad economy, and now they have to support their children in the U.S., where we all know things are incredibly expensive. So not only was it an incredible emotional burden being separated from your children, but also a financial burden was incredibly intense.
Rigby says his 20-minute film was created to serve as a teaching tool, to put a real and personal face on the sometimes abstract issue of immigration reform. So he's pleased that it will be shown and discussed in a free public gathering at Santa Rosa's Shomrei Torah Temple tomorrow evening.
This event on Saturday is exactly the pinnacle of what Using Sin País can be, showing it in a community setting and having a panel of intelligent, wonderful people to talk about immigration issues afterwards. And this screening is especially significant because members of the Mejia family will be at the screening as well.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.